King Solomon's Mines by H. Rider Haggard.
Copyright Burlington Books 2001.
Chapter 1. My Adventure Starts. My name is Alan Quatermain. I'm originally from England, but I came to South Africa as a young child. Until a year ago, I was a hunter in South Africa, but now I'm a very rich man. I'm on a ship going to England to see my son. He's studying medicine there, and my friends. During my voyage, I am writing the story of my biggest adventure. I first met these friends of mine on that adventure, and that's the reason I'm a rich man today. I hope you will enjoy my amazing story. My adventure started on a sea voyage from Cape Town to Durban. It's a voyage of 1 week, and there were a lot of passengers on the ship. At dinner on the first evening, I met two interesting English gentlemen, Sir Henry Curtis and his friend Captain Good. Sir Henry was a big blond man with blue eyes. His friend Captain Good was short, dark, and very neat. He was once an officer in the Royal Navy.
"Ah, Alan Quatermain," Sir Henry said. "I'm pleased to meet you. A friend told me that you're an excellent hunter and that you know the country very well."
"I'm very surprised that you know my name," I said. "Why are you in South Africa?"
"I'm in South Africa to look for my younger brother George," said Sir Henry. "My father died 2 years ago, and I inherited his money. George and I had a fight, so I didn't give him any of our father's money. George was angry and left home. Now I'm sorry and I'm trying to find him. I know that George came to South Africa to make his fortune. Captain Good is going to help me find my brother."
"So your brother is George Curtis," I said. "Last year I was hunting in Natal, and I met a man called George Curtis."
"I believe the man you met was my brother. But why was he in Natal?" asked Sir Henry.
"George Curtis and his hunter Jim were in Natal to look for King Solomon's diamond mines," I told him. "The journey is long and very, very dangerous. There are high mountains and a terrible desert to cross. I hope your brother is still alive."
"Aren't King Solomon's mines a legend?" asked Captain Good.
"This is Africa, and the most fantastic things are sometimes true here," I said. "After dinner, I'll tell you everything I know about the legend of King Solomon's mines. You can decide if it's true or not."